And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
As much fun as we have on the air, we have more during the commercial breaks. I only wish the listeners were privy to it. Winston, getting back to the Attorney General, I know you were making more, you're going to make some more comments. Our friends at European Americans United also opine in saying that they find it amusing that Attorney General Eric Holder failed to mention the millions of dollars freely given each year by the federal government to non-white race-based lobbying groups who work openly against the interests of European Americans. Consequently, many of those same European Americans who dare protest their ongoing displacement before these well-funded groups cannot possibly be considered cowards. Good comments there from European Americans United. But my question is, I'm obviously not talking about people like us, Winston, or our listeners, but what more could most white Americans do short of literally slitting their throats and committing suicide on the spot to displace themselves and put themselves at the back of the line? What more could be done? What more does Holder expect white America to do in order to prove that they're not cowards and that they are, in fact, politically correct and good students of multiculturalism and diversity?
White Americans could never do enough, which is reason why we shouldn't even try. It's like trying to satisfy all the bums in New Orleans who just can't seem to get enough government money to get them out of living in a fishbowl that's below sea level. They're blaming everybody. They're blaming white America for Hurricane Katrina. My gosh, they said that George W. Bush had a machine that created Hurricane Katrina to wipe out the Ninth Ward down there.
Yeah, that's what they said.
But now we have these people in New York City at the New York Post protesting that silly cartoon, which there was nothing racist in it whatsoever. And we could talk about that, Mr. Holder, if you want to talk about race. If you want to talk about race, let's talk about the false accusations. Let's talk about the Duke rape hoax. We could talk about David Howard, who in 1999, he was an aide to the mayor of Washington, D.C., but he was fired because he used the word niggardly, which means stingy or miserly or financially tight-fisted. Maybe we could talk about Jeremiah Wright. Maybe we could talk about Joseph Lowery's racist prayer at Obama's inauguration. And while we talk about Lowery and his racist prayer, since Lowery is a co-founder with Michael King Jr. of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, we could ask him if he agrees with Reverend Peter Johnson, who said that the Southern Christian Leadership Conference's goal is to make white America guilty for King's assassination. Is that what Holder wants in his frank discussion on race? Does he want to talk about white America being guilty of King's assassination? If so, then let's talk about Black America being guilty of the Knoxville horror, in which Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom were kidnapped, raped, sodomized, tortured, and murdered, Mr. Holder. By the way, why don't we rename that street in Knoxville and call it Shannon and Chris Street? Let's talk about Black America being guilty of the Wichita Massacre, Mr. Holder, in which two armed Africans in America, not African-Americans, but Africans in America, kidnapped five young white people, forced them to strip, raped the women, sodomized the men, forced their victims to perform sex acts, beat them, then took them to a snow-covered field, still naked, and shot them execution style, killing four of them. Black America is guilty of that, Mr. Holder. So if you want to, you know, every time we hear, James, of these frank discussions on race, we usually get around to hearing something like, we need to hear
Hang on. I'm so sorry. Got to go to break. We'll come back right to you right after this. My apologies. We're back in just a moment.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages. And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You know, Winston, I was just thinking during the break, I don't want to get off topic here as we've been talking about Eric Holder's comments that white Americans are a nation of cowards, but it just dawned on me for no real reason that didn't you just have eye surgery recently? And I was just, out of the love and respect I have for you, wanting to publicly check out on air and see how you were.
I had to remind you that I had eye surgery. What a ham hock.
I did ask you about that.
You lying sack of crap. You did not.
No, we talked about it. You said it was okay.
You
or maybe I didn't
say,
ask.
Hey,
you called,
you know,
if I didn't ask, you called me to tell me how it went, or what? One of the two. I knew you survived.
You could have sent me some a fruit basket or something. You know, you could have come and read to me.
I got you a bowling ball.
Where is it?
Here.
Yeah, well, a lot of good that does me. You haven't got it here in the studio. You've got it at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can come get it. Or I can bring it to work next week.
Okay, bring it to the studio next week.
All right, that's what we'll do.
All right.
Thankfully, Winston's eye's okay, so we can stand down off of the red alert.
Yeah.
But another thing that by the way, if anybody wants to call in, just because Merlin Miller's not here, we didn't quit taking calls. 1-800-313-9443. Another thing Eric Holder said, Winston, was this. He argued that even though Americans, because they're forced to, by the way, he didn't mention that. He said that even though people mix at the workplace or after-work social events, many Americans, he said, in their free time are still segregated inside what he called race-protected cocoons. Saturdays and Sundays in America in the year 2009 does not differ significantly from the country that existed almost 50 years ago. This is truly sad, said Holder. So basically he's saying that America, except when forced to integrate, is still segregated in weekends and in private time. Your thoughts?
This is a guy.
And that, of course, goes to cement his remark that we are, in fact, cowardly.
Yeah, cowardly.
Is it the action of a coward to self-segregate? You know, I was, you know, you mentioned Palazan. Yeah. I was on there for an hour on Palazan talking about the phenomenon of self-segregation. Are you a coward if you self-segregate, as Holder asserts?
Oh no, you're not a coward for self-segregating. They did it in I think it was a Denver public school so much that the black state senator there, Ernie Chambers.
Yeah, that was Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska. But
him on. This was a black senator, Ernie Chambers. He came on the show.
Yeah, they just went ahead and segregated the school district because it was working so well. But anytime you get someone like Eric Holder up there talking about race and how we need to have a frank discussion of it, what it usually boils down to is trying to get more from European Americans, trying to blame us for more. It's not a discussion. It's a finger pointing session aimed at European Americans. And they always get around to using that phrase that we need to heal the old wounds of racism or something like that. And the old wounds of racism are not nearly as bad as are the new wounds of racism. These new wounds, they're hemorrhaging. They're wretchedly infected, and they've been caused by people like Eric Holder and other black Americans. Mr. Holder, if you want to talk about race, I extend you an open invitation to come to the political cesspool. We'll talk about race.
You think he's going to call?
It's people like him that is the problem with race today, not white people.
Do you think that Holder's going to take you up on that offer?
No, I he's probably going to be joining Al Sharpton there in New York protesting that cartoon. And you know what?
Yeah, tell people about that, because this has been big news too.
It has been. I guess everybody's heard about it. The New York Post cartoonist drew that cartoon. Referencing the chimp that went crazy and ripped off a woman's face, and it was shot by police officers. And the New York Post cartoonist drew a parallel, or he compared that with the stimulus bill, and he drew a monkey, a dead monkey, and the caption, one of the police officers is saying, "I guess we'll have to find something else to write the next stimulus bill," and these Africans in America. Well, they've gone ape over it, I guess you could say. They say that is a direct reference to the racial stereotype that was aimed at black men for decades, when it had nothing to do with that. So Al Sharpton gathered his minions, and what are they doing out there? They're out there thumping their chests and flaring their nostrils and showing their teeth, just like, you can think of something that beats its chest and flares its nostril and shows its teeth when it's trying to be aggressive.
And so this is what you think prompted the New York Times. The cartoon read what? It was a couple of cops shot a monkey, and they said they're going to have to get someone else to write the next stimulus package.
And they're saying that is encouragement to assassinate Obama because they're saying that Obama wrote the stimulus bill and. This cartoonist was trying to make the comparison between this monkey and Obama because the image of a monkey has been used as a racist stereotype against black men for decades. I thought it would have been really great for a bunch of people to make a bunch of little paper airplanes and go to where Al Sharpton was and video him standing there, try to get the Empire State Building in the background and throw the airplanes at him and watch him try to knock the airplanes out of the air with the Empire State Building.
You know, we had Al Sharpton in Memphis. Al Sharpton was in Memphis, and we ran him off. You remember
I remember that.
One of the
first time he'd ever been run off of a protest, all
and
because
the political cesspool and our listeners did it. I don't want to get off topic here, but of course this was one of our first claims to fame in the ascension of this program in its history back in 05. Al Sharpton was brought in as a hired gun, a mercenary, to get rid of the Nathan Bedford Forest Park, the Confederate Park downtown. And
James, he was so up on the issue. He knew so much about it that he kept calling it Nathan Bedford Forester Park.
Well, you have a pretty good Al Sharpton accent. Do it how he was doing on the news when we were down there.
let me see if I remember it. What was it he was saying?
Well, yeah, I don't know, but it was Nathan Bedford Forester.
This Nathan Bedford Forester Park is an affront to all African Americans, and we have to get rid of this racist name.
Nathan Bedford Forester.
Nathan Bedford Forester.
But that was an instance in which we, you know, because our program had secured Confederate Park, another park aptly named, right down the street, and we, you know, our listener, we were able to get equal media coverage, and anyway, the parks were saved. But I say all that to say this: that was a long time ago, and much talked about, of course. But it was, I could see. I saw him up close and personal. We were the, his nemesis here. We were the other end of the spectrum. We were the ones organizing the counteroffensive, and we used this program to do so quite effectively because all those parks are still here, and they didn't reinter Nathan Bedford Forester. But
while his minions were out there sweltering in the 100-degree heat, he was in his air-conditioned RV or whatever that was. He was in there getting all primped up. I wonder if he split the scene more because he just couldn't handle the heat. He obviously couldn't handle the heat that the cesspool was throwing at him.
It was a great war. You know, it's great to be in the trenches, and it was great to stand toe-to-toe. I say it was great. I mean, if we're going to be successful as a movement, we're going to have to beat real enemies, not clowns and pawns like Sharpton. But nevertheless, all of that to say this, I could see him on top of the Empire State Building. I mean, I was, you know, we were there. I could see him.
Those people,
getting back
that
to the roles, but he could be cast in the next King Kong. You're getting back. We've been talking about movies tonight.
Well, they are proving everything that we have said about them. This is his new Tawana Brawley. He's seeing a crime where there is no crime. This is another Duke rape hoax. There was no crime. They are manufacturing. This is another Gina, Louisiana. There was no crime there. There was no racism there, and they are manufacturing it. And I am so sorry that the New York Post gave their apology.
Did they finally cave in? I thought they were holding strong for a day.
Well, it was a tightly and highly qualified apology, but it was an apology nonetheless. They should just let those people out there protesting to make asses of themselves, because that's all they're doing. There is nothing there. They are manufacturing a synthetic issue, and they are getting away with it just like they got away with it in Gina, Louisiana.
Yeah, we talked about Gina, too. We've talked about it all on this show. My goodness.
Yeah, but we're cowards, right, because we don't talk about race. My gosh. We could spend 3 hours of we could spend the entire show for a month talking about race, and we'll do so loudly and proudly because we're right about it.
And tastefully. I mean, a lot of people can go out there and there's a flip side of that. I mean, certainly there can be overzealous European Americans that can go out and make fools of themselves trying to be a standard bearer for our people on racial matters. But, we try to do so tastefully. We talk about these issues. We've been talking about race for 4 years on this show for over 800 programs. But we try to do so tastefully, but without pulling any punches, and that's why this show is what it is.
We don't do that.
But we're about to have to go to another break, Winston, and we'll pick it up there on the flip side. But Art, I'm still instant messaging with Art, and he figured out what happened to your eye. He said, looking at me for all these years has finally taken its toll on you. That's why your eye went kaput.
Yeah. It hurts.
We're back right after this.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law of the lie.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
What time is it? Louie Louie time!
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
You know, Winston, we had a very good show last week, too. I was manning the deck by myself. Everybody else was enjoying Valentine's Day. I was at work. But among the topics we addressed last week, just to do a quick 5-minute recap before we go into the next segment, they debuted a soft drink made out of cow urine in India. That's just another example of equality at work. In the United Kingdom, Domino's can't serve pork on their pizza anymore because it offends the Muslims. The Jewish creator of the Batwoman character declared that she is a lesbian. And she always has been a lesbian, but in future editions of the comic book that features Batwoman, she's going to be, forever more a lesbian. But one of the things I wanted you to comment on, continuing on along the same lines, that was all covered in last week's show, by the way, along the lines of what we're talking about here with Eric Holder and the We're a Nation of Cowards. Get this. I mentioned this also on the show last week. On MSNBC, Winston, Peter Alexander, one of the hosts there, was forced to apologize for using the phrase colored people in an interview. And he was interviewing the Benjamin Jealous, who is the – and that's his name, Benjamin Jealous, who is the head, the president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. You just can't make this stuff up anymore. So how are we really supposed to have a conversation about race and prove that we're not cowards. If I mean, you can't say colored people when interviewing the president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Winston, your thoughts on that? Do you have any thoughts, Winston?
Oh, I'm sorry, I had my microphone turned off, James. That is odd. That is an enigma wrapped in a mystery. But, you know, I just said that word enigma, and I'm probably going to get emails because I said the N-word, you know, enigma. James, they change what we are allowed to call them so frequently. I've decided that, I use the word Negro because there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm also going to start using the phrase Africans in America. I'm not going to use the phrase African Americans anymore. I'm going to use the phrase Africans in America. And I will do so until we reach some kind of agreement that they will never again use the phrase people of color. Do you realize what an offensive and denigrating phrase that is, James? People of color. That says that there's this mass of humanity, and they are one mass, but there's this other group that is not worthy to be included with the rest of humanity who has color. And
so you're feeling a little discriminated.
It's highly offensive to me, and I'm not just saying that just to be I'm not trying to be sarcastic or anything. It is highly offensive to me to hear that phrase, people of color, because that excludes an entire group of people based on one thing only, and that is skin color. And I ask everybody out there to join me in being offended every time someone in the news uses that phrase, people of color, because it is a backhanded swipe at you. It says you are unworthy. It says you are not allowed to be included in the mass of humanity because you do not have color. I want people to think about that for a little bit. Just think how insulting that is, and I want them to be offended at it because it is intended to be offensive. Let them be upset about the phrase colored people. They're the ones who use it more than anybody.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. And thank you again, by the way, Winston. I'm offended just about every hour of every day about something. You've just given me something else to be offended about. But the man who is obviously a liberal – good for nothing if he's a host on a television network. You ask the president of the NAACP how he plans to advance the lot and life of colored people during his tenure as president of the NAACP, an organization which, as we just mentioned, uses the term colored people in their...
I guess they're going to start calling that the C word.
I mean, how could they ask him to apologize when that is the name of the organization? I mean, that really is so absurd. It's got to be. You got to laugh at that. You've
James,
look at it this way.
They're saying that here we have the English language, which is our native tongue. It is not their native tongue. Their native tongue is the West African languages. But they're saying they can use a word in our language, but we can't use it.
I guess that's
who gives them the right to say that there are words in your language that you are not allowed to use? Excuse me, it is my language, not yours. I'm going to use whatever word I want, including words that you find offensive. By the way, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm thinking of a particular word. Can you stop me from thinking that word?
I'm sure that they would like to get to the point. Not, you know, the powers that be. Yeah, I'm sure. They wish they could stop you from thinking. And they've done a lot to stop normal people from thinking rationally. But be that as it may, we've only got a few seconds till our next break. Then we're going to go back to the phones. And I know, Winston, you've got some prepared remarks that we're going to give you the opportunity to share with the listenership. And you don't want to miss this. Anytime Winston goes on to a solo commentary, it's always very enthralling. So we're going to unleash Winston on everyone.
There's plenty more of the...
Yeah, we got to go to break. So we'll do that in just a second.
Right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Life just doesn't get much better than this, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am, the host of a great radio show, sitting in the studio with a good friend of mine as we sip on our cup of hemp coffee. Winston, I actually owe you a sincere apology. Honestly, this show has gone by so fast for me tonight. I say this every week. I swear to God, I thought it was 11 o'clock, and it's 11:30. This is like the last segment we've got tonight. I honestly thought we had just gone into the third hour. So I want to quickly take a call here, and then I got to turn it over to you because I thought we had an hour left. We got like 20 minutes. So Jim in Buffalo, you're on.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing good.
All right.
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up this evening. I was just thinking about this earlier, and a friend of mine and I were talking about the very same thing just last night. And that is...
That's what we do.
Well, you know, you do, and you do a good job.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Oh, no problem. Hey,
he's talking about me, James.
Well, I know, but I was thanking him for you.
Guys, don't fight. All of you. The questions that have been raised between my friends and I are, how do you have a conversation about race if it's going to be a one-sided conversation, which I guess by definition isn't a conversation now, is it?
No, it's not. It's a monologue.
No. And, of course, you know that the conversation is going to be, we're going to be lectured to.
Yeah,
that's all.
Amen.
We're not going to say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to say a word. We haven't so far. What makes anybody think that this is going to change anytime soon?
Well, it's just a conversation about what we can do to do more for everyone else.
Well, yeah, because white needs to be right.
Right, white needs to embrace the right. Yeah,
yeah, that's what, well, that's Joseph what we Lowry were told played. During the benediction, right? I mean, can you imagine?
That's right, that's right. Now, yeah, I knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, how are we supposed to fix problems if we can't talk about them anyway? I mean, we can't discuss certain things. There are taboo subjects. You keep your mouth shut. So how do you expect to actually fix them? Unless people don't want them fixed. I mean, I don't know. The people who are telling me what I should do, who I should associate with, and I wonder if that's what Holder here is saying. You know, his remarks were that during the week we do a fairly good job of, you know, diversity and being with other people, and then but then we all seem to scatter and segregate on the weekends. Well, what? What does that mean? Is there a problem with that?
Apparently.
Well, Jim, I mean, it's none of his business who we associate
with. Are we going
to
lose our freedom of association?
We have a constitutional
I thought we were
right to association.
I'm sorry?
It's none of his business what we do in our spare time. We have a constitutionally guaranteed right to free association. And free association means we have a right to not associate with people with whom we don't want to associate.
Yes, I'm sorry. I guess we were both talking at the same time because that's just what I said. I thought we had that right. And it isn't any of his business. And who, you know, since when does anyone in the government tell us who we can and can't like? You know, I mean, well, I guess it's coming. Pretty soon we'll be held responsible for what we think.
You know, Jim, what I'm starting to do is when people castigate me for my views on race, they usually trot out the usual pejoratives and invectives. Oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're a Klansman. You want to get us all back to Jim Crow. I say to them, all right, let's assume you're right. What should be done with someone like me? In your vision of America, you encounter someone like me. What should happen to me? What would you have done with me? Would you have me arrested? Would you have my children taken away from me? Would you have me fired from my job? And they get absolutely flabbergasted. They get flustered when they are put in a position of having to put reality to their theory. And they've never thought at just how insidious and how un-American they sound when they have to say, well, yes, I think you should be arrested. I think you should be thrown in jail. I think you should be subjected to some kind of re-education.
You know,
ask
I've encountered a similar situations because people I've talked to where I've said, that just, you know, I think what I said just today on the phone is relatively mild. And I said, well, you know, I asked the same question. How are we supposed to discuss what's going on if, you know, or fix the problem if we can't talk about it? And immediately you're looked at like you have three heads, and people are like, you know, you shouldn't talk about it. You shouldn't talk about it. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I can't get that question answered. But did you notice that the very people, these very same people who are telling you that you should be arrested and they don't like what you have to say and all the name-calling, they don't live anywhere near the people that we're supposed to associate with.
Oh, God, no. Now, that's one of the first truths you realize when the scales fall off from your eyes is that they're complete and utter hypocrites, I mean, as far
Absolutely.
As the day is long.
Absolutely. Because no one I know who's ever told me that, that I should have a different point of view and I should, you know, I should look at things differently and or the, you know, the rather simpleton 15-year-old retorts that I get from some adults is that none of these people live anywhere near the black community.
And not only that, Jim, not only do they not live there, if they were flat out of gas, they'd push the car before they pulled in to fill up in the rough side of town. That's how bad it is.
Of course.
Let me take some time and draw an analogy here. We have a superb example of what happens when you give in or when you submit or when you cower in the face of an accusation of racism. You know, Roland Burris was nominated to the United States Senate by the crook up there, Blagojevich. And when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid first found out about it, he said, we will not seat him. We will not seat him. His appointment is illegitimate. And what happened?
Roland Burris and his surrogates went out and started claiming racism.
Mm-hmm.
This is because of racism. And so the Senate, Harry Reid, they cowered. They tucked their, he tucked his tail and he gave in and he let Roland Burris in. And now we find out Roland Burris lied. He said he had not had any contact with Blagojevich. He contacted him numerous times. He said he didn't contribute any money. He tried to hold a fundraiser for him. So whenever somebody looks at you and they are insisting that you're a racist, they are trying to get you to do something very quickly. They're trying to get you, put you in a position so that you can't think. And chances are they have something nefarious in the back of their mind, just like Roland Burris did. He knew he was lying, and yet he brought out the racism he brought out the race card in order to get what he wanted, and he hid behind a false accusation of racism. And that,
you know,
that happens more times than we care to mention.
Well, the
people scream racism.
The word racism or bigot out is simply a conversation stopper. People are so afraid of being called those names. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a Marxist construct. It's a shut-up word.
It is.
It's a bludgeon to silence dissent.
Of course, it's to absolutely shut you up on the spot because nobody wants to be called those names, although, like I said, I don't know why. I frankly don't care. But if anyone out there really seriously believed that this whole white guilt thing would go away now that we have a African president, you got another guest coming. Because the money made off the hustling of race is never going to stop. There's too much involved.
Oh, they can't afford to let it stop. If it goes away, their livelihoods go away.
Absolutely. What would Sharpton do for a living, really?
Oh, God, yeah, no. I mean, no, it only accelerates from here.
It's going to get worse, folks.
The phenomenon of white guilt and everything that's going on in this whole politically correct so-called cultural Marxist movement only accelerates with the election of Obama. That's not the end of anything for them in their eyes.
No. Hey, guys, great show as always.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much, and plug your station up there in New York.
Oh, it's Micro 1650 AM, and we're on the web at micro1650am.com, streaming right now as we speak.
Are you carrying
Excellent.
Us right now?
Of course I am.
There you go. See, good man, Winston. Thank you, Jim. And thanks to everybody up there in Buffalo.
Take care, guys.
Anytime. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for carrying our program. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hello, James and Winston.
Hello,
Wes.
My favorite movie's got to be They Live with wrestler Roddy Piper.
They Live.
Have you ever seen it?
I missed that.
The glasses where he can see the other realms?
Pardon?
Is that the one where he has the glasses where he can see the other realms?
Correct.
That was great.
It was built around these special sunglasses that when you put them on, you could see everything differently. Like billboard signs were saying, obey, and stop signs, everything. Plus, there was a certain type of people out there that looked totally different than regular. They were evil people. But, yeah, absolutely, a great, great movie.
It's called They Live.
A B-class movie, but, wow, it's just riveting. It's not just film. It's also radio. There's an OnStar type of promotion, if you know what OnStar is on the General Motors cars. You can locate where you're at when you're 100 miles away and in trouble.
So people can keep track of you?
Yeah. It's connected with a 911 telephone call. There's
right.
this one with a particular – there's a very professional-sounding black woman dispatcher. You can tell that she's obviously black. She's very professional. She's taking a call about a white perpetrator suspect who has just kidnapped a little black girl. Now, you know, in reality, what does that happen about?
Yeah, I tell you how often it happens in reality. That happens so often in reality that the United States Department of Justice doesn't even keep track of the statistic. That's how rare that really is. But it is. You're right. It's you know, it's in commercials too. You know, the commercials are just like 30-second movies, and they're just as stupid.
magazines. I just saw a magazine with a black guy holding a young black or white woman, you know, carrying her away into romance and such. There's a great website, martinlutherking.org.
Oh, yeah, .org. Yeah.
Okay. I want to mention there's a link on there in light of the fact that we're in February, Black History Month. And this link shows that, I guess, the blacks say they've got 63 inventions that aren't being recognized by the rest of the world. Now, these inventions by black scientists include the filament light bulb, heart surgery, railway, telegraph, refrigerated truck, air conditioning, airships, bicycle frames, cell phones, printing press,
what's so sad? That is so laughable to anyone with a brain, but you know, kids believe it.
Yeah, here is a quiz question. I'll see if you guys can guess it. What is a country with the greatest number of Nobel Prize winners per capita? Very important. Per capita.
That's an interesting. That's a tough one. Take a stab, Winston.
Take a stab. I'll say Labrador.
How about Iceland?
I was gonna go with Iceland.
Yeah,
I was gonna go with Iceland.
In fact, Iceland has four times as many Nobel Prize winner per capita.
Honestly, Wes, I was going to go with Iceland. Iceland was my gut first choice, but then I was thinking the Nobel Prizes have become so politicized now. Like Al Gore's a Nobel Prize winner now they just give them away. It's kind of like what England does. They like knight all the black actors now. They're all knights. They're like Sir Seal or whatever.
But
I was going to go with Iceland, but then I thought because they're giving these things away now.
Looking at the top 10 countries, Nobel Prize winners per capita, they're all white countries. I mean, Iceland is 99.9% white. And you go over to the most livable countries in the world, and it's almost a mirror image. Six out of the 10 countries with the Nobel Prize winners are also in the top 10 for most livable countries. And, of course, there's the most livable countries in the world. And the very top, we have Niger. I got to pronounce that word very carefully.
It's actually pronounced
now,
Niger.
The latest Nationalist Times, unbelievable, an article by Joe Kowalski, the white domination of boxing?
Yeah.
Out of 20 belts, 17 are held by white men?
Yeah.
And that's as we sit tonight. That's right.
You don't hear that on the television. I mean, I was just aghast when I read that. I had no idea that they were dominating that sport. I thought of all the sports, that was the one that was going to be the toughest. But then there's Albert Schweitzer. I'll close with that one. You know about his African notebook?
I missed that one.
Albert Schweitzer, you know who he was. He's a great Nobel genius Christian. He went into Africa as a doctor to try and cure the ills in Africa. So he pretty well knew black people. I mean, he lived with them. And he wrote in his African notebook, he said, one thing white man must understand, that if they ever accept these blacks as equals, they will drag civilization down to their primitive level.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. Yeah, that's my close. One more thing. A great book by Charles Weissman called Free, White, and Christian. At one time, America was free. We didn't have property tax, income tax, and what Charles Weissman did here was look at the laws in America before 1789, before our Constitution, because the laws and the charters dictated that to hold office, you had to be a white man. And not only that, but a white Christian, because Christianity holds this one point, and that is that there is a day of judgment after death, and that was something that they recognized would bind the conscience of an official, a judge, or someone testifying in court.
Hey, Wes, you're making some great points, but we've got 10 seconds to break, and then we got to wrap up the show. But I do want to thank you for calling in, and call in next week and continue on, because you were leading the charge. We're back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essentialoils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
You know, I'm telling you, this has been, out of all the shows we've done, one of the most entertaining I've ever been a part of. What a great show it's been tonight. Thank you to everyone who has called in this evening. Thanks, of course, to our guest, Merlin Miller, and to, it goes without saying, my co-host, Winston Smith. Winston, great show tonight. We've been on the air for 3 hours now. I could go another 3 hours, and it just would be It wouldn't even faze me. I'm like,
it was a great news week. A lot of things we could talk about, and
we didn't even scratch the surface. I know you had a lot more you wanted to infuse into the program tonight, and we just ran out of time. 3 hours can't contain us.
Like you, I got to hand it to our great guest, Merlin Miller, and our great callers, our audience. They're a great bunch. You folks out there, thank you very much. You're an integral part of this program, and you know, I hate to use the cliche, but we couldn't do it without you.
That's the honest to God truth. It just doesn't get any more true than that, Winston. I mean, what can I say? But I would like
to give the folks a new word that they can use to talk about the new form of government we're about to take on. We'll call it Obamunism.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, Obamunism.
We're under the
The religious zealots who will control that new government will call it the Talibama.
You know, I did see, in addition to everything else we do, we create new words into the popular vernacular. We do it all, and we do it all with a smile. We have a good time in doing it. We do it with a smile. Yeah. I did see that Obama's numbers were dropping already. See, I mean, that's the thing about fanatics. They're fickle.
Well, I don't think it matters much. The history of the Obama administration has already been written. It's already being called the greatest administration ever.
Yeah, I know. And, you know.
They talked about how historic his election was and how he's made history.
I just don't know how it was so historic, because race doesn't matter. So what's the difference between him and Bush?
Well, they didn't make history. They're making it up. They're not making history. They're making it up.
I guess it was historic in a bad way.
All the comparisons to Abraham Lincoln, as if that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, the history of Abraham Lincoln, you want to talk about some some backwards history, boy. Abraham Lincoln, that's it. But anyway, I just never could figure out what was the significance of electing a half-black president when race doesn't exist. I just didn't understand why everybody was getting so excited and crying and you know, because race doesn't matter, right? I mean, that's what they tell us. So what was the significance there? I don't know.
It doesn't matter when we want to be concerned about it. When they want to be concerned about it, it's the
real.
Most important thing.
It's very real. Anyway, folks, what a great show. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your feedback by going to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Send us a donation, too. Hey, I know Winston's going to be donating tonight.
Say what?
Anyway, if you want to get in contact with us, we would really appreciate your financial considerations. You can drop us a line, join our email list. You can do it all and much, much more. We have so many features at our website, including our popular blog. Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. On behalf of my good friend, Winston Smith, I'm your host, James Edwards, on behalf of the rest of the crew as well. We'll see you next week. We love you. Good night, everybody.
In the Political Cesspool, to learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With recent international flight from